Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Wow, 11:46 right here on She Said, He Said, winding down to the end of the show. So glad we didn't get snowed out today. Kathleen, you weren't going to be with us last week because you were at the Critics' Choice Award.
Right,
but we
right.
ended up not getting to be on because it was a snow day. The station was closed down, and so they played the best of and did some interviews. So
awesome.
It's kind of
awesome.
Nice, actually. We stayed in our jammies all day.
Well, that's fun. I was going to say, I was actually very sad that I missed that 10 inches of snow.
What?
Seriously. It was just raining in L.A.
Gordon didn't miss it. He was having to clear the driveway out when it was finally done. We have a long driveway. It was not fun.
It was not fun. We have the largest driveway in the neighborhood, unfortunately.
We need to get you a snowblower, Gordon.
Right now, it's a complete mess. I've been four-wheeling through it with too many cars in the driveway trying to get out. But so... You are back with us.
I'm back with you.
What do you bring us from the Critic Choice Awards?
I didn't bring anything exciting. My favorite movie didn't win, so
no,
I was sad. I was very sad.
Did you get to touch him?
I didn't get to touch anyone either, but my daughter still, my older daughter, who was my date for the event, is still hyperventilating from seeing Adam Driver up close and personal. So.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's... Yeah. You know, they ask us as critics, you know... Not to stalk these people, you know.
That's true.
You know, I got to see Glenn Close from afar. That was really cool.
From afar?
From afar. You know, across the little thing.
She's cute from afar, but far from cute.
No.
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't saying about Glenn Close. It was about the same.
You know, and Lady Gaga, too. I mean, how incredible is that? And Kevin Steinkrass from Fox, too, got to literally take a picture with her. But he was working the red carpet, and I was not. So, you know, I mean, yeah, we got to see lots of stars. You know, I was kind of sad at some of the things that were winning because they weren't my picks. But I'm not the only movie critic in the United States of America.
That's right.
That's part of the Broadcast Film Critics Association. So, you know, you have to deal with the fact that you don't always get to win.
That's
so
true.
You know.
So what is it like when you go to these award shows and you see you're looking at things that we can't see? Is there anything that kind of caught you off guard or made you think, wow, I didn't know that?
Not necessarily. Could you say I was behind the scenes? Well, I was pretty close to behind the scenes. I was very much in the back of the room. All my gracious friends are like,
We were looking. We were looking for you, and finally, after we didn't see you, and I just get so, you know, sometimes some of the things people say and things they do, I can't watch another one.
I will tell you that my eldest daughter very much so said, hey, Mom, you know, you kind of write for a living and you help produce. Maybe you can help them next year. They need some new writing.
We're like, these people are on.
Same thing with the Golden Globes. The writing was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
They're in movies.
They're actors and actresses. And it is just absolutely horrible. It's like almost embarrassing to watch. And hopefully nobody shouted out, you know, that was horrible at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, it was completely
Well, you know,
ridiculous.
Some of the things that were said out loud, really?
And the only thing that totally threw me off while we were there was Chuck Lorre got a creative award for everything that he's done for, you know, decades now and in television. And he was not really kind to the critics because we are critics and maybe we've critiqued him over the years. And I'm like, you know, maybe... When you're giving someone an award, can you vet what they're going to say? Because he was slamming the critics 12 different ways while
wow.
he was accepting his award. And I was just kind of like, well, maybe that would have been a PR move to vet maybe where we were going
and
with
the critics
this.
Stand up,
you know?
Well, we made a mistake.
Yeah, we were
really,
like,
who's
the one? Steve Harvey.
Exactly.
Should have did a Will Ferrell move where he went up on and dropped his award on the stage.
but we also got, you know, noticed when it was all said and done that it was the best received critics awards ever. And the CW has already signed off on doing it again next year. So that's a positive.
Super excited.
And, you know, and this, like I said, this is my first year. Hopefully next year when I go, you work your way up to the room, you know, and they told us not to approach them. So I did not.
Not to approach them.
I really tried to follow all the rules with it being my first year, you know, like, okay, I don't want to be that girl, you know, it's, you know, approaching everyone.
Doing selfies.
My daughter and I love you, you know, hey, Adam, come here. My daughter loves you. Come on. You know what I mean? I didn't want that to be my first year anyway. Maybe next year I'll, you know, come a little bit more out of my shell. And
well, we're trying to watch movies.
Just go up to Adam and say, I heard you wanted to take a picture with me.
Exactly. And I just happen to have my gorgeous daughter with me, and she hyperventilates every time you're in a movie. So, hey, let's do this.
So what is our movie of the week?
Well, we're going to talk about Glass. Okay. M. Night Shyamalan's movie that he actually took two previous films, Unbreakable and Split, pulled the characters from those movies and created the movie Glass. If you saw Unbreakable, that was Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson together.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yep. And then Split was actually James McAvoy in a Sybil type, you know, movie where he has multiple personalities. And all of these individuals, because of what's happening, you know, with James McAvoy's character is actually kidnapping girls still. And Bruce Willis, with his superhuman powers, is trying to detect where these girls are and where he has them kept. And they all end up in the same insane asylum because of the issues that they have. And Samuel L. Jackson's already there under lock and key.
Which, the writing...
Yes.
These guys can break through walls. They can do all this stuff, but they can't break out of an insane asylum.
You know, and the premise. that'd be
too easy.
Oh, yeah. M. Night Shyamalan is very good in putting together these characters and making us all realize that we all have superhuman abilities. It's just we need to channel them. And how do we channel them and to make the world a better place? And so that's really the premise of the film. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Now, you know, we've talked about before, my husband's very selective in when he goes with me to the movies because I've tortured him maybe quite a few times in the last 8 years of, you know, God, go see this movie with me. And he's like, oh dear God, seriously, can't you pick better movies? But he actually went with me and he loved it.
Oh, okay.
He absolutely loved every minute of it. And that doesn't hardly ever happen.
All right.
You know,
I think we're going to go with his. We're probably going to go with their husband.
Because you guys don't always love what I love.
We've been having this dilemma lately. It's like, what movies to watch? What movies do we want to watch? And it seems like, especially, I know when you go to the movies, there's the movies and the ones that you pick.
Right.
But then we get home and it's like, we want to just stay at home. What is the best? Who has the best new releases? If I want to go to Hulu or Netflix or whatever, who can I go to and we can sit there and pick a movie that just came out of the box office and we can find it on that site? What would be the best one to do?
We don't seem to recognize them.
Really?
Yeah, we get on there. I mean, you're a critic, so you see all the movies, you see the names.
Right,
we go through these list of names. I go, do you know this one? Nope. You know this one? Nope. Do they have any movies?
Well, you know,
an hour later, we still don't have anything to watch.
Maybe that's something we need to do for our listeners is I'll go on Netflix, I'll go on Hulu, and I'll tell you what would be your best selections.
We need that.
And get your husband's opinion.
Kelly just really sometimes doesn't like what I pick. But she did like A Star Is Born, I'm just going to say. And the Academy Awards are going to be announced, the nominations on Tuesday, and I am praying to God that the people of the Academy appease me in my selections.
Me too. I'm not even going to watch just in case.
Now, do you find with these awards that who typically wins in the Golden Globes and these other awards that follows suit with the Academy?
A lot of years it does. I'm hoping this year's different. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a lot of times who wins Best Actor, Best Actress for the Golden Globes, a lot of times is the same person who wins Best Actor, Best Film, Best at the Academy Awards. But like I said, there's so many good films this year. I'm really hoping that, you know, not to, dishonor that Bohemian Rhapsody won Best Picture for the Golden Globes or not to dishonor that Roma won, you know, Best Picture at the Critics' Choice Awards. You know, Rami Malek was definitely due his Golden Globe. I've been back and forth all year with if Rami Malek didn't, you know, if Bradley Cooper didn't win, I thought Rami Malek should win for Best Actor. I mean, Christian Bale went home with two awards from the Critics' Choice Awards. You know, he won Best Actor in a Comedy and Best Actor for what he did in Vice. So,
wow.
You know, I mean, there's so many good, you know, actors and actresses this year that have been nominated for some incredible work. You really can't disclose, you know, I mean, you really can't discount the fact that, you know, people are winning besides the people I chose. So,
well, if you want to check out the movies of choice, so whether they're good or bad, you can check out Matinee Chat with Kathleen Kaiser. That's on Facebook, but your website is actually
matineechat.com.
Perfect. So, Gordon, we've got a few minutes here. Tell us what's happening before we get out of here.
Well, let's start with tonight. The Blues are in action against the Senators. That game starts at 6 p.m. Also, January 24th, I'm going to give you some stuff because we're going to be out of town and we're going to be playing just an hour show next week.
No, we're not going to play an hour show. There's going to be football on.
So our show's
and
only
then we'll
last
play a little
hour.
Bit later.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I misspoke. But anyway, I want to give you 2 weeks worth of stuff. And the St. Louis Symphony has Star Wars, A New Hope in concert. You can actually watch Star Wars while the symphony plays all the music in the background, which is really cool.
Cool.
Dawes will be in action. The band Dawes will be playing at the pageant Friday, January 25th. Also Friday, January 25th, you can go to the Enterprise Center and see Eric Church. I believe he's there for a two-night stay. Rick Springfield is in town, and he is going to be at the Lindenwood University Scheidegger Center, Arts Center. That's Saturday, January the 26th. Also, Eric Johnson, the guitar player, he will be at the pageant in St. Louis, and that's Sunday, January the 27th. And as you heard early in the show, Disney on Ice is coming, 100 Years of Magic. That's Thursday, January the 31st. That's at 7 p.m. at the Enterprise Center, and that's what's rocking for the next couple weeks.
Cool, cool stuff. Well, you did great. We got like 2 minutes to spare here.
Well, good. Let's say whose birthday it is. Jodie Sweetin is 36 today. She was the actress on Full House. And Edgar Allan Poe, I don't know how old he is because he's dead. But it's Edgar Allan Poe's birthday. How old do you think Dolly Parton is today?
72.
Absolutely. 75. You've already seen.
Good 72. Job, Kathleen.
72.
Man,
Sean Wayans is 47. His birthday is today. Paula Deen, 71, still in the kitchen.
Probably
still
body
in trouble.
No, she gave that up. She's
diabetic
now.
We did mention
now.
Janis Joplin earlier and Katie Sagal from...
And how old is she?
Guess.
60.
60 what?
4. Oh, I was going with... I was going 60.
She is 64.
Wow.
Well, happy birthday to anyone out there who's listening. It's your birthday today. Hope you have a great time. We do have to get out of here.
Quick shout out to the computer store. I already forgot their name. EPC.
Oh, my gosh. EPC. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome out there.
EPC computer
great
store
place.
Over there off of...
Cave Springs.
Thank you very much. Go see them. They have renovated the whole place. They have a computer history museum in there, which is really cool to look at. But they are amazing. My laptop, I broke off my cord inside of it, and they fixed it for me and took care of it within seconds. So I'm going to just say this. Don't go to these big stores. You know who I'm saying.
Grover Sands, stop
stores.
Seeing anything. We got to go.
Yeah, we got to go.
EPC, thank you so much for listening. She said, he said to all the great guests that we've had on today. Grover, always thank you to you for keeping the show going. We'll be back in February. So until then, wow.
Wow. Peace.
Boo! Boo! That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
There were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Well, bravo.